Now let me begin reading at verse 10. And all the army of the Chaldees that were with the captain of the guard break down the walls of Jerusalem round about. Now the rest of the people that were left in the city and the fugitives that fell away to the king of Babylon with the remnant of the multitude did Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, carry away. But the captain of the guard left of the poor of the land to be vine dressers and husbandmen. And the pillars of brass that were in the house of the Lord and the bases, the brazen sea that was in the house of the Lord, did the Chaldees break in pieces, carried the brass of them to Babylon. And the pots and the shovels and the snuffers and the spoons. In other words, he cleaned house. He just absolutely cleaned out the temple before it was destroyed with fire. And all of that was taken away into Babylon and all of these vessels. Now, we'll have an occasion, we get to the book of Daniel, to find those vessels were stored away and then were brought out when Belshazzar had that great banquet in his day. And there's a great deal of detail here about all that he took. And I'm not going to read all of that, but it reveals that he plundered the city of Jerusalem, burned it, and leveled it with the ground. And it was a great rubble that was there. You see, that city has been destroyed about 27 times. And each time, it's been rebuilt on the rubble, one right upon another. And the hill that Jerusalem is built on today is largely the rubble of past cities that is built up there. You hear people say today, especially all these tour agents, they amuse me. They say, come and go to Israel and walk today where Jesus walked. Well, my friend, you won't be walking where Jesus walked in Jerusalem. If you go to several spots there, and I'll not take time to go into detail, but if you go to them and look, you have to look all the way down, sometimes 20 feet, sometimes 25, sometimes 45 feet down to see the city that Jesus lived in and walked in. That is something that's quite interesting. Now, we are told here that he took all the people into captivity, and then, verse 24, he made Gedaliah governor of the land. And Gedaliah sware to them and to their men, and said unto them, fear not to be the servants of the Chaldees. Dwell in the land and serve the king of Babylon. It shall be well with you. They had only listened to Jeremiah. They wouldn't be in that sad condition. Now we are told it came to pass in the seventh month that Ishmael the son of the seed royal, he came and 10 men with him, and he smote Gedaliah that he died, and the Jews and the Chaldees that were with him at Mizpah, and all the people, both small and great, and the captains of the armies arose and came to Egypt, for they were afraid of the Chaldees. A great company of them fled into Egypt and became colonists down there. And by the way, Jeremiah went with that group. He didn't go willingly, they took him. So it came to pass, verse 27, in the 37th year of the captivity of Jehoiachin, king of Judah, in the 12th month, on the 7th and 20th day of the month, that Evil-Merodach, king of Babylon, in the year that he began to reign, did lift up the head of Jehoiachin, king of Judah, out of prison. He spoke kindly to him, set his throne above the throne of the kings that were with him in Babylon, changed his prison garments, and he did eat bread continually before him all the days of his life. But you see, he is a subject king in a foreign court. All right, we finish 2 Kings. We will go next time to the Epistle to the Romans. I hope to meet you in the Epistle to the Romans.